Maritime Heritage Society President Rebecca Polson shared her group's plans in a presentation to the Sitka Chamber of Commerce. She said final costs for the completed project would reach $1.4 million for a turnkey boat shop and museum. The Society has raised about a quarter of that, enough to get started. She said Sean Boiley of Juneau's Northwind Architects had created a very spare, efficient design for the structure.
And our concept is to keep it, to make it feel as if it never closed. So not like a visitor center, but more like you're invited to come into this working shop.
The boathouse is included in a National Historic Landmark that covers much of the Japonski waterfront. Its formal name is suggestive of the importance the area played at the outbreak of the war. The Sitka Naval Operating Base and U.S. Army Coast Defenses National Historic Landmark. Polson says the Army and Navy ultimately serviced a fleet of about 60 vessels at the Japonski Boathouse, using some 40 shipwrights. The relatively small building was not really adequate to the task. She says plans were underway to build a larger facility when the war ended. The boathouse entered civilian life as the repair shop for the shore boats that operated between Japonski and Baranof Islands prior to the construction of the O'Connell Bridge. It later was part of Mount Edgecombe High School's vocational program before the state took over and reopened the school as an academic institution. Polson told the chamber that the Maritime Heritage Society had invested $160,000 stabilizing the structure. The building has been cleaned, painted, and new footings have been poured. But she had even better news for the business community.
It turns out we've got, you know, in addition to the money we've already raised and spent, we've got $325,000 in federal grants that we've got to use in 2011.
The Maritime Heritage Society 4 years ago received $325,000 in a Save America's Treasures grant. It has spent some of that money on stabilization and used some to leverage other funding from National Scenic Byways and the Rasmussen Foundation. It is the balance of the Save America's Treasures funding that must be spent next year. Polson said the project has been divided into phases: roof, mechanical and electrical, and a small addition with an accessible entrance and bathrooms. Polson said the boathouse work would likely not need outside expertise.
We're lucky right now there's a lot of good contractors in town. You know, these young guys my age. And the boathouse is about the size of a large house. There's nothing real specialized except the marineways, and then it's a historic building. So we hope to have it going out to bid in February, and we're definitely counting on a local contractor.
One aspect of the work slightly out of the ordinary, at least for now, will be the installation of a ground source heat pump. The boat shop historically was never heated, but visitors to the site will be glad that the State Historic Preservation Office is allowing heat in the new bathroom addition and museum wing. Polson said the Society has plans to install the coolant coils for the system on the beach, under the track of the new railway. Polson was joined by Maritime Heritage Society board member Joe D'Arienzo, who told the chamber that the group had reopened negotiations with Delta Western to sublease a portion of the boathouse uplands for a new marine fuel dock. Delta Western shelved plans for a dock when the nationwide recession took hold in 2008. D'Arienzo said the Society anticipated lease revenues of 6 cents a gallon when the dock is complete. The money will be used to fund an executive director's position. The dock will include a separate float for launching kayaks. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.